Good evening, brothers and sisters. How are you today? Okay. So I think we have Edward joining us today. And also Yamei. And Lou's iPhone. Please turn on your webcam. All right, let's get started from the last week's class. Let me adjust the notes so that you can full screen. Okay, I think we should be good. Let me adjust the Zoom screen so it doesn't occupy the whole place. Okay, let me share. All right, so we stopped here last week. Are you all able to see the share screen? Ken? Okay, so you stopped here previously. 时会命须菩提白佛言：世尊，彼有众生与未来世闻说是法，深信心不。佛言：不，须菩提，彼非众生，非不众生，何以故？须菩提，众生众生者，如来说非众生，是名众生。 So this is the next set of verses. Let's take a look at my teacher's explanation. 第五颗信众殊胜. Previously we went through the different aspects about the Buddha, and the last section was about the teachings that he gave, how the ultimate reality itself is beyond words. So in that sense, then the Buddha didn't actually say anything in that sense, but of course he did say something, right? He gave a lot of teachings for 45 years, but there's no inherent teaching, so to speak, that he said to have uttered. For the teachings point to a truth that is beyond words. So we continue from here, and this section is about what? 第五颗信众殊胜. So this fifth section is about the superiority, the supreme state of the of those who are believers. Those who hear this teaching and actually are able to connect with the teachings, with the truth. So let's take a look. 听闻报身佛说法的听众是特别殊胜. So earlier we talked about three bodies of the Buddha. So here talking about the in a way we can say retributive body. Those who are able to listen at that level, that is very supreme, that's very high. 不同于化身佛的境界. It's different from the manifestation body of the Buddha. So previously we learned about the different aspects of the Buddha. Like for example, if we were to understand the different levels in this way, you can say, like for most people, we need the written text, we need the spoken words for us to listen to the teachings, without which we don't know what is the Dhamma, Yeah. Any of you know the Dharma without hearing about it or reading about it? Yeah. I don't know about you, but I can't. So, but when we learn more about the teachings, then we may realize, at least conceptually, that as far as the teachings is concerned, it is pointing to a reality that pervades our very existence, right? It's all pervasive, and even as we speak, yeah, it is present, isn't it? Now we learn about how the teaching goes that all conditioned phenomena is impermanent, is subject to change, subject to suffering, is empty, is not self, and is empty of any inherentness. So, but we, for most of us, without the words, we cannot see this. Yeah. Of course, now we can say that we can see, but we haven't really seen, right? We can contemplate about it and so-called see through our contemplation. Yeah. In other words, it's our understanding of it. But the reality is that it is truly like that. So for those who are able to see the reality directly, then they are listening, they are so-called listening to the Buddha's teaching at a different level, right? Yeah. Without the Buddha speaking, they are in touch with the truth that the Buddha has attained and is alluding to through the teachings. So, in a simple way, we can say that that's this difference. And comparing the two groups, the latter that can see ultimate reality directly, of course, is more superior. Okay. So, 时慧命须菩提白佛言. So, at this time, then Venerable Shibuti, and here given an honorific 慧命. So that describing Venerable Shibuti as the lifeline of wisdom, that he embodies wisdom. 慧命须菩提白佛言. So he addressed the Buddha. 我前面说完报身佛说法境界的时候。 慧命须菩提就向佛请问这一个问题. Yeah. So from the earlier section, after the teaching has been done, with respect to the retributive body, of the Buddha, at that level of giving teachings. So at that point in time, then Venerable Shibuti, he addressed the Buddha asking a question. So my teacher explained this 慧命. 就是智慧的生命, So we usually think about, so this ming, this word, ming, in English means life. So this is wisdom. So when we say life, we usually think about the physical body, right? As far as our physical body is concerned, then we can say, okay, if you live for 10 years, you have 10 years of lifespan. 100 years, you have 100 years of lifespan. Yeah. And as far as this physical body is concerned, no matter what you do after you die, then that's it. Yeah. Then you're reborn again. This physical body can be damaged by others. Yeah. Others can you can get injured and then you die. Yeah, you suffer blood loss and you die. Here it's talking about different kind of life. Yeah. 就是智慧的生命. It's talking about the wisdom life. Yeah. So it's not talking about the physical lifespan, physical life, but in a way if we use a modern term, we can say spiritual life. Yeah. The lifespan as far as your wisdom is concerned. Oh. So 以智慧为他的生命. Yeah. So instead of looking at this body as the life, then You define your life in terms of wisdom. So, 凡夫的生命分两部分. So, as far as unenlightened beings is concerned, our life or lifespan, there are two parts to it. 分两份. 一部分是生理的组织。So, one section is a physical construct. 一部分是精神的作用。The other part is the function of the mind. 这两部分联合在一起，而不分离，这叫做命，也就是寿命。So if these two work in harmony, work together, and it's not separated, then this is called life. It's also called, it's in other words, your lifespan. So 寿命是我们所喜爱的。We like our lifespan. We like our life. Do you all like your life? Say yes. All of us treasure our life, isn't it? I've been sharing with students. One of our obstacles to our practice is our attachment to this body, which is basically the physical expression of our life. When we say we are concerned about this body, we can be concerned about certain things, such as its beauty, such as its state. But ultimately, our care for the body is what? Is about whether it continues to persist. That means, are we alive or not? So I have been sharing with different students yesterday. Yesterday, I just shared with another student. When we meditate, and our leg is painful, our back is painful, then what happened? We start to hesitate. We start to be concerned. Consciously, unconsciously, we are concerned. We're concerned that, this will injure us, this will hurt us. So what do? Then we move. Then we move. So I share in some retreats about how you think about it. So before the start of the sitting of your meditation session, your body is okay, right? You're very comfortable. You can, if you want to stand, you stand. You want to walk, you want to walk. You want to sit down, you want to slouch. Any posture. Now when you attend a retreat, now when you say, I want to meditate, I want to practice, then you sit up cross-legged. Then over time, given the right conditions, then discomfort may arise. I say may, because it depends on conditions. It is not a definite that you sit, then you have pain. So then now there's pain. Before that, there's no pain. Now there's pain. So if we move immediately, we're basically going back to square one, going back to the state where there's no pain. And in that process, do we get samadhi? Do we get concentration? Or do we get wisdom? If we don't get anything, we're just going back to square one. That's like you go out in search of a treasure, but because walking halfway, your leg is painful, so you just walk back and rest. So if you do that, then do you get any treasure? You don't get any treasure. So you can do that 100 times, you are still not getting any treasure. So that's why in the Buddhist tradition, whenever there's any kind of sensation, be it pleasant ones or unpleasant ones, we don't say that you cannot move, but we say at least you must get to know the state, the bodily and mental state. Get to know about it so that you actually have some more, we can say maybe wisdom, or at least knowledge about how this body is or how our mind responds to bodily sensations. If not, then we just keep on going back and forth. So from here we can see, now this describes us. So means 是我们喜爱的, we love our life. 我们都希望寿命长一点。We hope that our lifespan can be a bit longer. Now, as far as this statement is concerned, it is true for most people. Yeah, for most people, it's true, isn't it? Especially when things are going well. When things are going well, we hope that it will be longer. But sometimes, even when things are not going well, we also hope that it can be longer. Why? Because we hope that if it's longer, we can turn our life around. Then it'll be good again. Yeah. There are situations where some individuals are going through so much hardship, so much difficulties that they lose any hope of change. Yeah, and that's where they feel hopeless, helpless, and they feel like there's no way out. Yeah. But even then, we can perhaps consider that it is not that they don't want to live, but rather they haven't found a way of living that is amicable to them. Yeah, that is what they want. So if they have a choice to live in the way they want, you'll probably still want to live. So, 我们都希望寿命长一点. Yeah, so we love our life. Yeah, we love our, it's what we love, we like. And we hope that our lifespan can be longer. So, 好. 但是修学佛法有成就的人所创造出来的新生命是什么呢？Earlier we talk about the unenlightened beings. So how about those who have who has practiced the Buddha Dharma? Practice to the point where you have some level of accomplishment. 但是修学佛法有成就的人。Yeah. So what about them? 所创造出来的新生命是什么呢? Yeah, so when you practice the Buddha Dharma, initially there's no results. You practice, practice, practice. Yeah. You learn a lot of Dharma, but maybe not so much difference. When we say not much difference, what does it mean? It means that your life is still the same. In a sense that when something bad happened, you are still frustrated. When something good happened, you are elated. Yeah, and you want it to last. Yeah. The teachings of truth reveals to tell us that things don't last simply because you want it to last. Yeah. It will last that much longer depending on conditions. And ultimately, at some point, it will cease to exist. Right? And even if you don't like it or like it, it goes the way of its condition. So even though we learn at the Dharma and we practice the Dharma, if we don't realize this, then we will still respond in the same way to agreeable or disagreeable circumstances. And in that way, then we say, this person has no accomplishment. Here it says, 但是修学佛法有成就的人, here talking about those who have accomplishment. So what about these people who have accomplishment? 所创造出来的新生命是什么呢? Yeah, so it said that these individuals who have reached levels of accomplishment as far as the cultivation, the practice of Buddha Dharma is concerned, they have developed a new kind of life. A new kind of, in a sense, lifespan. Yeah. And what is it? 就是无漏的戒定慧，解脱之见. So then it's a new type. Yeah. A new type of life that as far as the what do you call it? As far as the life is concerned, it is none other than the five factors of an enlightened being. What are they? The first three are what we are familiar with: Jiye Ding Hui, Sila Samadhi Panya, our the practice of precepts, concentration and wisdom. Then the next two is something that may not be so familiar for some of us, but it is part of that process. So once you have purified your sila, samadhi, and panya, then you have liberation and the knowledge of liberation. So this five type. Instead of the five aggregates, we have this five. So 这种无法都是清净无漏的. So these five are what? They are without flaw. So this is 无漏, without outflow. So we have described this before. This is a metaphor where it describes how, like, imagine there's a pill, and this pill have holes. If there's holes, then it can leak out defilements, or your merits can leak out. So either way, you cannot progress. And most importantly, when we say that you have the holes in that, then there's outflow of defilements leading to suffering. Yolou. So here talking about wulou, no outflow. Yeah. So in other words, this five doesn't lead to defilements, doesn't lead to suffering. Yeah. Quite obviously. Yeah. So, and they are purified, 清净无漏的. So, of course, if it doesn't lead to defilements, then it is also purified. So, 是圣人的生命, it is the life or lifespan of the enlightened ones. 在这五种法里面, 以慧为首. So, within these five, which is the foremost, which is the head? In other words, wisdom. Hui Wei Shou. As far as this five is concerned, Shou means like the head, the foremost. So which one is it? Wisdom. Again, it's wisdom. So Hui Ming, and that's why we say this collection of five is the wisdom life. 就是指清净的智慧是他的生命. In other words, that now instead of saying body and mind is your life, so now it says the pure or purified wisdom is that person's life. So this Venerable Subhuti is named in his the honorific for him. It's like that. 凡夫修学佛法时, 常要保持内心的正念清净. Unenlightened beings, when we are practicing the Buddha Dharma, we need to frequently protect our mind. As far as the right mindfulness is concerned. And here, right mindfulness pertaining more towards the presence of mind. That means, do you have mindfulness as far as the teaching is concerned, or and right view is concerned? Do you stray away from this? Usually when we say mindfulness, we just usually think in terms of, is your mind mindful of this, mindful of that? But in some contexts, when we say 正念, it is not simply just being mindful. It's also, in addition, are you mindful that your mind has strayed off from the teachings, from the right Dharma, from the right way? Otherwise, just being aware itself doesn't do anything. You think about it. So, 常要保持内心的正念清净. So, right mindfulness, right frame of mind, and also its purity. So this is how, when we are unenlightened and we are learning Buddha Dharma, we need to do. We need to frequently do this. 虽然还不是慧命, so although we are not enlightened, we are not having wisdom as our lifespan yet? Yeah, we're not there yet. Yeah. 但相目于慧命去了, but we are going in that direction. Yeah. Towards embodying the five factors as our life. 如果失掉正念, so over here you see, 如果失掉正念, so this is pertaining to how we have a lapse of mindfulness. Yeah. And here, lapse of mindfulness is pertaining to how usually we know, okay, what is right view, what is wrong view. Usually we know. Usually we know what is wholesome, what is unwholesome, what can be done, what shouldn't be done. Yeah, we know. But when there's a lapse of mindfulness, yeah, for a moment, for a few moments, we forget. Yeah, we forget. Why do we forget? Because of our habitual tendency. Yeah, our 习性, yeah, habitual tendency. Our habitual tendency that is connecting with what? With defilements. Yeah. Do you all find that you like your defilements? Do you all think so? Do you like defilements? Greed, hatred, and delusion. Yeah? Do you like to have greed, hatred, delusion? Say yes. Nobody there to say yes. So the modern answer is no. But why Sifu ask you to say yes? Yeah, why do I ask you to say yes? Because the truth is, we resonate strongly with defilements. Yeah. If we don't resonate strongly with defilements, and instead we resonate strongly with purity, wholesome Dharma already, yeah, then we would very quickly attain enlightenment. And we will find that when we encounter unpleasant, disagreeable circumstances, we don't become agitated. When we encounter pleasant, agreeable circumstances, we don't have elation and desire and greed. Now, this is a very simple litmus test, yeah, to see whether we are we like our defilements or not. Yeah. So consciously we know, oh, defilements not good, but intuitively we actually like it. And so that's why it's easy for us to have a lapse of mindfulness. But I don't say you all have easy lapse of mindfulness. Maybe you are a good cultivator already, attend classes for so long. Yeah. But if you're like me, sometimes have a lapse, then I want to tell you, have a lapse, bo pian, have a lapse of. Then how? No point crying. You know the saying, don't cry over spilled milk. You have a lapse, already. Try to do the next best thing. Do correction. Yeah, it's just like homework, ma. That's like when you're in school, right? You take a test, or you do a homework. Then you do it wrongly, submit, too late. Yeah, the teacher mark your exercise, come back wrong. So you do corrections. So the important thing is to do corrections and know what is wrong, and then make changes as much as we can. As much as we can. So, 如果失掉正念，就是一般的凡夫境界. So if you have a lapse of mindfulness, then what is this? 就是一般的凡夫境界. Then this is the common unenlightened state. And so sometimes when we learn a lot of Dharma or we meditate very well, we sometimes may think, oh, I'm actually quite good. Maybe I'm enlightened, you know. Yeah. So we may have a bit of pride. Not much, maybe a bit, or maybe a lot. If you are lucky, then someone managed to get you upset. Yeah, if you are lucky, something goes against your way. Then you have a chance to realize, you are not enlightened yet. then you have the chance to realize them. Otherwise, it's very difficult to realize. Otherwise, you may think, no, I'm quite okay, what? You may think wrongly. So, 若有正念，那才是一个佛弟子清净的生命. Yeah, but if you have the right mindfulness, you know what is right and wrong, you don't lose your awareness of the teaching. Yeah, you maintain your right view, you maintain your awareness whether your body, speech, and mind is in line with the teachings or not. Yeah, if you can do that, then what happened? 那才是一个佛弟子清净的生命. Then that is the purified lifespan. Yeah, of or purified life of a Buddha's disciple. So, 但因为还没得到圣道，不能称之为慧命。Yeah, but even if you are able to maintain your mindfulness, maybe at that point in time, what happened? Maybe you have not attained enlightenment yet. Yeah, in which case then, 不能称之为慧命，then you still cannot consider it to be the wisdom life. Yeah? 成就出国、二国的圣人也是有了智慧了。So those who have attained the Sotapanna Sakadagami, the first two fruits of enlightenment, they have wisdom 是有智慧了。但是偶然也还有一点虚妄分别啊，so but occasionally yeah 啊、may have a bit of falsehood discrimination even for the first and second fruit why because they have removed the three lower factors yeah the three lower factors are the wrong view of a self second is the grasping or attachment to the wrong practices. Yeah, the practices that actually are futile, that are fruitless, but they are attached to that, thinking that that can lead to enlightenment. And then also the factor of doubt. They have removed these three. And then second fruit, attenuate greed, hatred, delusion. Yeah, attenuate these three. But just attenuate. Yeah, so these two. The first two initial state, although they also have wisdom, yeah, they have the wisdom to know that the identity view, yeah, the view that there is a self, that view is wrong view. They know that it's wrong view. Yeah, they have removed it already. They don't just know that it's wrong view. We also know it's wrong view, but we still have that wrong view. Yeah, very subtle. Yeah, but they don't have that wrong view anymore. But they may occasionally still have the lapse of mindfulness. So, 到四果阿罗汉没有这些虚妄分别. Yeah, but all the way until you reach the fourth fruit, Arahant, then you don't have this kind of falsehood discrimination. 他清净的智慧一直存在而不失掉. His purified wisdom is persistent. Yeah, he don't lose it anymore. 所以就叫做慧命，and that's why it's called the wisdom life. So you notice that in the teachings, my teacher often mention the first, second, third, and fourth fruit Arahant. Yeah, this is something quite unique about my teacher. Although he's usually we say oh Mahayana. Master, right? So Mahayana master, but he's in a way quite unique because he oftentimes mentioned about the four different stages of enlightenment that is commonly seen to be part of the Shravakappa. But as by now you should know yeah, from the different classes I've taught, when we say Mahayana, it should cover all the different paths. Not just Bodhisattva path. So, 其实这里边还包括有戒定慧、解脱、解脱之间的功德。So in reality, within this, it still includes the merits, the wholesome qualities of the precepts, concentration, wisdom, 戒定, oh, here my teacher never include the wisdom. Now, why? Because in front keep on talking about wisdom. So my teacher is highlighting that actually it includes the remaining four. Yeah, the remaining four merits and wholesome qualities. It includes the precepts, concentration, liberation, and knowledge of liberation. So although we may say the wisdom life, it actually comprises all five, not just wisdom as well. So 这是赞叹的意思. So 赞叹须菩提尊者是一个 续足阿罗汉功德的人. So by calling Venerable Subhuti as Wisdom Life Subhuti, it is actually praising Venerable Subhuti that he is someone who is complete with the merits of an Arahant. Oh, this is quite important. 我们说佛宝、法宝、僧宝，把僧称之为僧宝. So when we talk about the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, gem. Yeah, Buddha gem, Dhamma gem, Sangha gem. Yeah. You all know the triple gem? Yeah, triple gem. Yeah, that's the reason why it's called triple gem. Usually we say triple gem, then we just say Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. So it is saying that the Buddha is like a gem. The Dhamma is like a gem. The Sangha is like a gem. Yeah. In brief, it is saying that these three are of value and they are rare in this world. Yeah. Just because you are rare doesn't make it valuable. Just because you are valuable may not be rare as well. But here it's saying that these three are precious, valuable, and rare. Yeah. So here, 把僧称之为宝. So here my teacher highlight referring to Sangha as Sangha gem. Yeah, so 就是因为有无漏的戒定慧, and why? That is because this category, the Sangha gem, has what? Has the Sila Samadhi Panya. Then, in other words, the precepts, concentration, and wisdom that is without outflow. In other words, it's fully purified. It doesn't have any more defilements within. So, 如果没有成就无漏的戒定慧, 虽然是出家人, 只可说僧. Yeah. So, this part is important. 如果没有成就无漏的戒定慧, if a person has not accomplished the purified precepts, concentration, and wisdom, the threefold practice, that is without outflow. In other words, it's fully purified. So, 虽然是出家人, although it is a monastic, 只可说僧, is only Sangha, 不能称之为宝, cannot be considered gem. That's why you see, we always say, oh, Sangha, Sangha, never dare to say Sangha gem. Cannot anyhow say Sangha gem. Yeah. Although sometimes when we say triple gem, then we say Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, then it seems to include. Yeah. But the strict definition of this triple gem is the Sangha is referring to the group of enlightened ones. And the group of enlightened ones includes lay people. Very interesting, Buddhism. Yeah. So monastic, it's not like we atas, it's not like we are in an exclusive club. Then, wow, we have a special rights to what? All in a way, we can say, being a monastic, it just indicates that you wish to put in full-time effort in your cultivation. Yeah. Whether you are enlightened or not, it's not determinate on whether you are Sangha. Yeah. But of course, the very reason the Buddha instituted the community of monks and nuns is because it is more conducive. Yeah, more conducive. So, but in the Buddha's time, There were lay people who attained enlightenment. So, okay, 因为在色受想行识里, 还都是需要分别. Why? Why is it that monastics cannot, is not simply equal to Sangha Jam? Why is it that Sangha is not simply equal to Sangha Jam? Because if you are not enlightened, then what happened? As far as the five aggregates, 色受想行识, form, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness is concerned, there is still but falsehood discrimination. Yeah, so you still have all kinds of funny thinking. 所以不足以称为宝, and so does not qualify. Yeah, it's insufficient to be called gem. So 世尊, 彼有众生于未来世。闻说是法，生信心不？Just not gone. Okay, so we are here in case you are lost. So Venerable Subhuti asked this question, addressing the Buddha. 世尊，World-Honored One, 彼有众生于未来世。So, would there be sentient beings, in future, When Sua Sifa, having heard of this Dharma, the teaching of emptiness in the Dharma Sutra, San Sing Sing Bu, and would they give rise to faith? Would they have confidence, in other words, in such a teaching? So, Sua Yuan Man Bao Sen Fo, Zai Qing Jing Fo Si Jie. So, saying that the Buddha in a state of the complete, we can say also perfected body, complete retribution body, giving teachings in the purified state of the Buddha's world. So 演说无量无边不可思议佛法的这件事, that while he's giving teachings on the immeasurable, boundless, unfathomable Buddha Dharma, referring to this method, which is basically talking about the teachings that we have covered now. For 灭度以后, so in future, after the Buddha has entered Parinibbana, 未来是, the 人, so in future, the people in the future, 听说这样的佛法会相信吗？Will they believe when they hear of this teaching？佛言：须菩提，彼非众生。So the Buddha replied，佛回答须菩提。The Buddha replied to Venerable Subhuti，当然是有相信的人。Of course there are those who have such faith。圆满报身佛，或者也可以说是法身佛。So as far as the complete retributive body Buddha is concerned, can also be known as the Dharma body Buddha. So 法身佛说法时, so when the Dharma body Buddha give teachings, what happened? 当然有法身菩萨听法. So of course there are those Bodhisattva who is at the state of the Dharma body as well. 但他不是一般的凡夫众生. But those who are at this state, at the Dharma body state, they are not ordinary sentient beings. Earlier I mentioned, right, the different bodies, and there are those who are at the higher state, those who can already see the body of truth, the body of truth that the Buddha has attained to, ultimate reality. So that is a high level, not ordinary folks. 凡夫众生听不见也看不见报身佛说法. So, unenlightened beings are not able to see nor hear the retributive body Buddha giving teachings. 只有法身菩萨才能看见、听见, 所以有这么一回事. Only the Dharma body Bodhisattva are able to see and hear the Dharma body Buddha giving teachings. And that's why there's this such a method. 非不众生, 虽然他不是凡夫众生, 也成就无漏的功德. So although he's not the ordinary sentient beings, yeah, it's not the unenlightened sentient beings. 也成就无漏的功德, and on top of that, he has also attained the merits, the qualities of the that is without outflow. That means it's purified now. 但没有圆满, but he's not complete yet. Yeah, in other words, have not attained Buddhahood. So 不能称之为佛, and so cannot be called Buddha. That's still not complete, incomplete yet. Yeah, more practices to be done. But that's with respect to the Buddha. Compared to us, it's very complete. yeah. It's like if you compare A-level student with primary school, very complete already. Yeah. But compared to bachelor's degree, still incomplete. Bachelor's degree compared to master's, still incomplete. Master's compared to PhD, still incomplete. Yeah. So, 所以非不是众生, 还是可以称之为众生. So, and that's why it is not that they are not sentient beings. Yeah, and that's why can still be considered sentient beings. Yeah. But how is this so? 何以故? 什么原因呢? But, so what is the reason? 佛招呼须菩提众生众生者, yeah, so the Buddha addressed the Venerable Subhuti further. Yeah. Sentient beings, sentient beings. Yeah. 说在生死流转的众生, so as far as the sentient beings that is traversing in this cyclical existence of birth and death, 一共有两类, altogether we can say that there are two categories. 一类是一般的凡夫众生, so one category are the common sentient beings, yeah, which are the unenlightened beings. 另外一类是已经成就无漏圣道的众生. So the other category are those who have already attained enlightenment, yeah, and has accomplished the enlightenment that is without outflow. So 成就无漏圣道的众生 又有两类, and this second category, those who are enlightened without outflow, can be further split into two categories. So what are they? 一类是还有这个臭皮囊, 还有臭皮囊的, 第二类是弃舍的, 弃舍肉身, 而成就法身的圣人. So two categories for the enlightened ones. Yeah, those who still have this physical body. Yeah, this physical body is given a very interesting name. 臭皮囊. You know what is 臭皮囊? Smelly skin bag. Literally, this is literally, yeah, smelly skin bag. This is something that is being described about our body. Our body consists of a smelly skin bag. Yeah. Our skin is like a bag, ma, that inside you put the bones la, the flesh la, the marrow la, yeah, the sinew la, and all the organs. You put everything inside. Yeah. Then it looks like a person. So here it's saying, enlightened beings, first category, those still with this smelly skin bag. In other words, still have the physical body. 第二类, 弃舍肉身. So there's a second category of the enlightened beings who has already relinquished their physical body. 而成就法身的圣人, but has accomplished the Dharma body. Yeah. So these are the enlightened beings who have accomplished the Dharma body. So when we say 弃舍, relinquish, So it should be understood that this is as opposed to us. We still have this body because we are attached to it. Those who are enlightened to a higher degree, they are no longer attached to this body. So they relinquish it. But it's not with aversion that it's not that they have aversion towards the body, then they relinquish it. It is that they remove attachment to it anymore. They don't grasp onto it and they don't identify with it. They see that this body is the way it is. So they no longer grasp onto it. Yeah. So they, as a result, then this body don't arise. And instead, then they connect with what? The Dharma body. So, 如来说非众生, so the next stanza, the Tathagata speaks of the non-sentient being. Yeah, in other words, the emptiness of sentient beings. 现在听法, 这个听法身佛说法的这个人, so here we talk about the person who is listening to the Dharma body Buddha giving teachings. What about him? 不是, or her, for that matter. How about this person? 不是一般生死流转的众生, yeah. So rightly speaking, actually, let me correct myself. At this stage, there's no he or her. Because relinquish the physical body. Once you relinquish physical body, is there gender to talk about? No he, no her. Yeah? Can you understand? But initially, when we learn Dharma, then we feel like, oh, I'm a man, I'm a woman. Then we fight for men's rights, human, women's rights. Yeah. Maybe it's also important, because while we are still attached, we want to make everybody happy. We hope everybody can be happy. Yeah. But if it's not purified inside, no matter how much of this we do, we are still not happy. We're not suggesting that to promote inequality, okay? Buddhism doesn't support that also. Yeah. But if you would really want to attain enlightenment, we cannot be attached to either one. Yeah. Ultimately, you have to transcend all the different forms. So, 不是一般生死流转的众生. So of course, this sentient, this person at this state is no longer a common sentient being that is traversing within this cyclical existence. 也不是没有弃舍臭皮囊的众生, and it's also not someone who has not relinquished the smelly skin bag. And remember, not it's not someone who has not yet relinquished means that he has relinquished. Relinquish what? Actually, is the attachment to it. Yeah, is the identification to it. Yeah. So, 而是得道法身的众生, is actually someone who has already accomplished, attained the Dharma body. So, 是名众生 is named sentient being. 得法身的众生听法, 听法身佛 说法啊，which is the 圆满报身佛，这是极高程度的之人的境界，不是一般人的境界。Yeah, so it's still named sentient being, but it's not the ordinary sentient being. It's simply labeled sentient being. So, someone who is able to listen to the Buddha Dharma at this high level, at the Dharma body level, this is a high level person. It's not ordinary level. So the next section, 须菩提白佛言：世尊，佛得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，为吾所得也。佛言：如是如是，须菩提，我与阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，乃至无有烧法可得，是名阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。复是，须菩提，是法平等，无有高下，是名阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。以无我 无人、无众生、无寿者，修一切善法，则得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。须菩提，所言善法者，如来说即非善法，是名善法。好，so this is the next section, the Dhamma Sutra text. I want to do a bit of a summary of what we have gone through today. A few things perhaps we can reflect on. Yeah, so early on we talked about how the enlightened being is like versus us. Yeah, the enlightened beings, they don't identify with the five aggregates as who they are anymore. They don't identify with the body and mind as who they are. Whereas for us, we still identify. Yeah, we still grasp onto this. Oh, this is me, so important. Enlightened beings have another future. The initial stage enlightened beings, first stage, second stage, they may still have a lapse of mindfulness. Yeah. The Arahant, no more lapse of mindfulness. So we can ask ourselves, do we have a lapse of mindfulness? Yeah. Do we resonate more with our greed, hatred, and delusion? If we have, then we know, okay, we are still not enlightened. Then we have to work on it. But not to beat yourself over it, but to know, okay, if I have a lapse, then we know that this is an area that we can work on. Yeah, so that's good news, isn't it? Now, you don't have to go hunting for some high teacher, very powerful teacher to tell you, Master, what should I practice? Every day, your defilements is telling you. Yeah. Every day, your defilements come and say, "Hey, hello, I'm here." Yeah. So, but we go all over the world trying to look for a supreme teacher, for an enlightened teacher to tell us. But every day, everyone we meet, they are helping us to understand. Yeah. You encounter this person make you angry. You encounter this person tempt you or share with you something, and then you have a lot of desire for food, desire for shopping, desire for this and that, yeah. Or maybe you learn Dhamma, yeah, and then you have a lot of pride in yourself. All these are sources, yeah, opportunities for us to identify which are the places we need to work on. So don't have to be sad about that also. Of course, we shouldn't be happy about it. Okay, so time is up. Yeah, so we will stop here. Do you all have any questions? Oh, another student want to join in. Can you can join in? You join in to do dedication. Any question? Anybody have any questions? Wait, when you have some questions?
Yes. Can I ask the can I
Your
ask, is
video,
it in order?
wait, your video has stopped.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, I think a bit unstable.
Okay.
Okay, now. Can
Still,
so
but
just now.
I can hear your question. You are asking about this, right? So you have 戒定慧, 解脱之见, right? So are you asking whether this is in sequence? Huh?
Yes.
So the simple answer is yes. We can say that this is a as far as 1, 2, 3 is concerned, is one segment, then 4 and 5 is another segment. So we may practice, we have to make sure that our precepts is purified, because precepts purify our body and speech. Then concentration purify our mind as far as the greed and hatred is concerned. Then wisdom purify our view in terms of delusion. Yeah, so collectively then, once all this is purified, body, speech, mind, and our view, yeah, then when we attain liberation, and after the moment after attaining liberation, then knowledge of liberation arises. Yeah. Number five is knowledge of liberation. That means after you attain enlightenment, the moment after that, then you know, liberation has been attained. So it comes in that sequence. You don't have, it's not that you have knowledge of liberation, then you attain liberation.
So I think I kind of understand, but not sure what's the difference in wisdom.
Hui Wen, your internet connection is very maybe can you try this?
Okay.
Can you try stopping your video for a while and just ask a question? Maybe it may improve the stream.
So the wisdom is to is for the liberation, and then we have the knowledge for liberation.